The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's savings specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's savings specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank.
Welcome back to the programme. And now I am going to Greece and a Greek journalist, Kostas Karkagiannis, who's a journalist with the Katimerini newspaper, which I understand is vaguely loosely centre-right newspaper. Kostas, can you tell us the story there at the moment, the atmosphere, what you figure is likely to happen? And you might explain to us who the runners and riders are, if you use that expression, who the candidates are, and what their political inclinations are.
Hi, good morning, Marion.
Hi, good morning to you.
The voting is underway and everything is calm and nice. The weather is pretty good. So, and also the expectations are very high. You could say you have a sense that we are living in a historic moment, because if the pollsters are right, by tomorrow morning we will have the first left government in Greece ever. So you could say many people are expecting the revolution. Others are having maybe not so great expectations, but nevertheless they are expecting an end to austerity as we know it in the past 5 years.
Has there been much debate there about the possibility of, you know, consequences of maybe leaving the euro?
Yes, of course. Well, you know, sadly, Brexit has been one of the main themes of this electoral campaign, and also bank runs. And I'm very sad to say that. I don't remember any other European prime minister like Mr. Samaras has done campaigning and saying that, look, vote what you vote for because you will have a bank run on Monday. So, yes.
Sorry, who campaigned on that basis?
It's the current prime minister.
Right. And he says that if you vote according to the polls, there will be a bank run by Monday.
Yes. Yes.
And how does that go down? How does that go down with the electorate?
Badly, extremely badly, I would say, because Mr. Samaras has tried to generate fear amongst the voters, while his main opponent, Mr. Tsipras from Syriza, has campaigned on a message of hope. So, obviously, hope has won this time. Hope, force or not, that's another question.
Well, you presume that is the way it's going to go. I mean, when people go in to the privacy of a polling booth, they may not do what is expected.
Well, I can't answer this question, frankly, but it looks like that Syriza, I mean, the left party, is way ahead, according to the polls published until Thursday. So basically, we are certain which ones are going to be the first and the second party. So the left Syriza party is going to be the first party. The big question is going to Syriza going to have an absolute majority in the next parliament or not? We're not going to know that until early in the morning, I'm afraid.
Right.
We know for certain that the Conservative New Democracy Party of outgoing Prime Minister Mr. Samaras is going to be the second biggest party. Now, it's very crucial who's going to be the third party.
Right. I understand that. I mean, we were talking about that on the programme in the context of politics here as well. That line isn't completely brilliant. I'm going to go to Joan O'Shea, who's been living in Greece for 30 years. But you don't have a vote, Joan, do you?
No, I don't have a vote because I'm not Greek.
All right. So give us give us an idea yourself. You've been there over 30 years, but and you're a teacher, I understand.
But you were
thinking that the fallout from this could have consequences just for your own job.
Oh, obviously. I mean, definitely for my own job. I mean, I've just been hearing what you've... I've been listening to what you've been saying about Syriza, and it's interesting that he sees that as a vote of hope. I would actually see it as a vote of desperation, to be honest. Consequences for my own job, because I actually work in the International Baccalaureate, most of my students actually go abroad to study.
Right.
I don't think that would be possible if we have a government that takes us out of the euro. And I think, I mean, generally speaking, I think that Syriza are promising a lot, but realistically, I don't know how they could actually deliver on any of their promises. That's the danger.
Right. And you take the view that the Greece should never have gone into the euro in the first place. Now, we've been talking about left wing, right wing and all of that. And we do remember the days of the junta and the army and all of that. Golden Dawn is something that bothers you and perhaps should bother the rest of us as well.
I think very much, because there is a possibility that they will emerge as the third biggest party today. And there is a possibility that if the first two parties don't actually manage to get a coalition partners, that Golden Dawn could actually do that.
Describe to people, if you would, what their policies are.
Well, basically, I mean, they are neo-Nazis. They model themselves on the Nazi party, whether they admit to or not. They want to get rid of all foreigners. They're ultra-nationalist. They're typical fascists, basically. Their policies are very much anti-foreign and not very much pro-anything. They don't seem to have any policies that would actually generate anything if they did come to power. But they have a lot of support because of the recession, because people are desperate and they're going to look to the extremes to save them.
Yeah, if you look to history, to history and you look to the rise of Nazism and fascism, it was related
to the Weimar Republic.
It was related
to the Weimar Republic all over.
To recession and poverty and unemployment and lack of hope and all of those. And I mean,
very much.
Yeah. Dave, do you take a view on this?
Well, first of all, in relation to Joan, was it?
Yes.
Yes. And Joan won't be pleased when I make this comment. But Michael Lewis, an American journalist, wrote an article in Vanity Fair on Ireland in 2011.
I remember it.
And it was excruciating to read it. It was mortifying. Until you read the sister piece on Greece. And Ireland was fabulous compared to the incredible endemic corruption and out of control, endemic corruption, everybody evades taxes, public sector pay bills that are off the Richter scale. And one of the statistics he cited was that Greece is very low in the education rankings. Its standard of education is very low. Finland is the top. And teachers in Finland get paid one quarter of what teachers in Greece get paid, according to Michael Lewis. So there are, and I mean, going back to what David said earlier on about, you know, this is capitalism and all the rest, you know, is endemic corruption capitalism? Is widespread tax evasion capitalism?
I think if you lend to somebody, you have a responsibility to yourself to figure out whether they're corrupt or not. And as a consequence of that, if you lend, like, for example, if banks lend to Greece, I suspect that if I'm going to lend you, Niamh, 100 quid, I should figure out what sort of person you are first before I lend it to you. It's not risk-free.
Am I right in saying that did Greece employ Goldman Sachs to doctor its national accounts to make it look as if Greece... It engaged in fraudulent financial reporting at a national level with the help Goldman Sachs...
But this is precisely my point.
Capitalist organisation.
This is precisely my point that... what we have now all over Europe is a realisation, number one, that when the balance sheet of a country has too much debt, or a company or a person, it's fixed, not by more debt, but by less debt. So the question is, how do you get less debt? And the way you get less debt is either the economy grows very rapidly, which is not going to happen in the context of Greece, Are you due debt negotiations? Greece, the interesting thing about Greece, Greece has already defaulted by the largest default in financial history, 102 billion euros. And the commentator said, if they do this, you know what? Interest rates are going to go through the roof and nobody will lend them again. Do you know what actually happened? The Greece bond market rallied. Why? Because they have less debt. And the thing is, it's a simple fact.
Hold on for a second.
But Dara, you have to bring the debts down to a level, whether it's a company or an individual or a country, where it is feasible and reasonable to expect that country to be able to grow. And what we're finding in Greece now is the debts are still too big. And the question is then, how do you deal with that? You know, you can't wish it away.
Right.
You can't QE it away.
What are you going to say, Jared?
I just sort of think that Dave is slightly putting the idea that default is consequence-free. No, I understand it. But like, the reality is that interest rates for Greece at the moment are still 9-10%. In Ireland, the government sells the bond. It's 1%.
Before they defaulted, they were 40%.
Absolutely.
So my point is they've actually come crashing down, not least because people say, hold on a second, the balance sheet looks better now, right? It looks better now,
absolutely.
And therefore there's less risk. But I think the interesting thing about politics, and your point is very well made, Marion, is that with respect to New Dawn, that people forget that Hitler came into power after austerity, not after inflation. Hyperinflation in Germany peaked in 1923. Hitler came into power in 1933, 10 years after, because they followed the 29 crash with a period of massive austerity and aligned themselves to a currency which overvalued the Reichsmark, the gold standard.
Right.
So that's the politics of this is really important, is that austerity and deflation causes revolutions, not inflation in this regard. And if you look at what's happening all across politics, I was listening to the programme coming in the car, is that it's not between right and left or old and young.
Yeah.
It's between insiders, Marion, and outsiders.
Okay.
And that's what European politics is all about. And this party is an outsider party in Greece.
Right. OK, we're going to have to leave it there. My thanks to Joan O'Shea for taking that call with us on the line. We're moving on to other matters. As I say, I tell you, we'll be watching with great interest to see what the result of that is, which we should know tomorrow morning. In the meantime, I'm going to take a break.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.